distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said. Just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. Sad enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. But that was just a dream. Try.
R.E.M., Losing My Religion, starting the second half of today's morning show. Good morning, Trail Mix. Gray here with you. And hey, by the way, losing my religion, actually not a phrase that's about religion. It's apparently an old phrase that used to mean losing my temper. And to me, that song just totally changes when you know that. I don't know if I didn't hear that from R.E.M. I just heard that as an old definition of the phrase. So it may not be what they meant, but that is what losing my religion used to mean. And again, it really changed my meaning of the song. We've got football this hour, though, coming up after Chicago, U2 and Rachel Platten. Didn't look too bad winning a close game against those Bengals after last night, did it? We'll review Thursday night football just a bit and look ahead towards what's coming. Plus, I want to point you towards a quality laugh for those who may or may not even like football, but it's coming from football players. Here's Chicago.
Take me as I am. Put your hand in mine. Now and why.
The Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
If you can see, yeah, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Sending big waves into my emotion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up.
Starting right now.
I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. Sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Rachel Platten with the fight song behind U2. Still haven't found what they're looking for. So, like I mentioned, barely beating the Bengals on Sunday doesn't look so bad anymore, does it? After they lit up the Steelers on a short week. That was some awesome Thursday night football, and I hope you did catch some of it. Aaron Rodgers had the Steelers within Hail Mary range, and he chucked that thing 67 yards to the end zone before the Bengals knocked it down and sealed their win last night, which, if it had been caught, would have been the longest pass through the air since 2017. Don't get me wrong, I love Jordan Love, but Rodgers looked a lot like his old self last night, and it was really fun to see, especially when he was yelling at his running back for running the wrong play. I thought, I remember that guy. Also, I did not know how bad I needed Darrell Washington in my life. 6'7", 300-pound tight end. I swear, he is an O-lineman who got lost and wound up in the tight end room. Pretty sure he just goes maverick and runs routes when he's not supposed to every play. Or, at least, that's what I choose to believe. It's easier than believing he's as good as he is at tight end at that size. But yeah, Thursday night football was a great one last night. Check out the highlights. Later this hour, we'll take a brief preview, a brief look ahead at the Packers-Cardinals game. Frankly, it should be a win, and that's about all I can say, but there's always that chance. So we will touch on that one, and I want to point you towards where you can find a Packer laugh, even for those of you not super into football who just need a smile on a Friday. First, outdoor news and weather coming up.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on Trail Mix by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters, even better. It's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's Biggest Fall Sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The debate rages on and on and on, as it does every year. What is the best cartridge for deer hunting? I'll tell you what my favorite one is, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The debate rages on year after year about what is the best cartridge for deer hunting. In some states, you can use small cartridges like 223s and 22 250s. That's a small bullet. I'm not sure I'd use those. You may have to track a deer a long ways after putting a small hole through it. But some people say that they work very well. There's the 30-06. That cartridge has been around forever and has killed many, many deer. There are people that swear that that is the only decent cartridge for deer hunting. But what about the 308? People love the 308, and they love the 30-30, even though that's a big, slow cartridge that's shot in lever actions mainly. My favorite is the 7mm-08, and I'm shooting that out of a pistol. Yes, a rifle cartridge out of a pistol. I love pistol hunting for whitetail deer, and that's my favorite cartridge. And let's not forget to mention those stray-walled cartridges like the 350 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster. In some parts of the country, those are considered the best. When you think about it, there are a lot of different bullets out there that you can use, and I guess whichever one works best for you is probably the best cartridge there is. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 54.
Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy...
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm in trouble, y'all. That was Depeche Mode with Enjoy the Silence. Friday is the day that I'm supposed to work ahead and prepare for next week, and I'm already a couple hours behind on that. I've been here for a couple hours. You figure that out. Here's Bobby Brown.
Dream.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, the rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Staying dry and warm, you give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, but what am I gonna say? Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, hold me in your arms. I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. 'Cause you make me smile, baby, just take your time now.
mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That's the Talking Heads, and She Was on Trail Mix, following Colby Calais with Bubbly. Finishing football for today, the big story for us Packer fans, which version of the Cardinals we get to see on Sunday. New Arizona offensive coordinator Drew Petzing has had fans split, but many, if not most, are falling on the fire him side of things after their 2-4 start. Injuries to their starting quarterback Kyler Murray may have revealed that they're better off without him. He's paid like a top fiver, but his backup put up more yards last week than Murray has put up in one game in 4 years. Don't let the cold streak and a bad record fool you, though. The Cardinals have lost those four games by a combined 9 points. Four losses by just 9 points total. The Packers should be the toughest test yet for the wayward Cards. In other NFC North info, Eagles take on the Vikings in Minnesota at noon on Sunday. The Buccaneers are coming to Detroit for Monday Night Football. And the Saints are headed to Chicago to take on the Bears at noon on Sunday, same time slot as the Vikings. Packers are 3:25, by the way. The Bears, though, I'm watching them this week. They have a real opportunity here with the Saints in rough shape. And there's a very realistic possibility that the Bears could catapult themselves from last all the way to second in the NFC North. That is, if the Vikings and Lions both give them an assist. We're the best division in football, but a few losses and we'd look a little bit rough. So catch us back here on Monday for a pretty lengthy football update, I would expect. No matter what happens this weekend, it'll have pretty far-reaching implications as we start to see the dust settle on who clearly won't make the playoffs. Those Saints come to mind once again. But it's still not impossible. Check the weather up next.
Leaning into local radio. Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 54.
Here's REO's Speedwagon with more to follow from the 80s, the 90s, and the right now on Trail Mix. Birthday's coming after 9 o'clock, so give us a call with your shout-outs, 762-3221.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe. But you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead you laid still in the grass, all coiled up in innocence. And though I know all about those men,
get for your money. And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out. Out. I'm moving out.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
Bug the men's room, the local disco lounge, and all she wants to do is said, take a